You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Temperatures dipped within an hour time frame last night. It was like 60, and then all of a sudden, it was like 40.
That's the annoying part of this time of year.
Then got word of three people shot to death.
Oh, Lord.
Bringing the total number of homicides for 2019 to 126. All of this happened within a five-hour time frame. Three people were murdered within 5 hours.
It's way too much, man. People out here wilding, Shay.
Police are looking for any information in these homicides. It's ridiculous.
I just wonder if they're connected, too.
The sergeant said no.
It makes it hard to live here sometimes, Shay, with all this stuff that's going on.
You know, we just changed the name back to Paseo. People organized for that. Got the 2,000 signatures. Got it back on the ballot. What are we going to do about murders in the town? How important is the name of a street compared to the lives of men, women, and kids?
Well, we see that we can organize for something. And we need to use that same energy that we use from changing that name to fighting these murders on these streets. 124?
126.
126, we got a month and 3 weeks left in 2019. The change starts with us. You listening, you and I, Shay, everybody in the community working together as a joint force.
And I think about this a whole lot, Brian, more than you probably know. The people who are listening to this show on their way to work or taking their kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
We're not reaching the people who out here doing this stuff.
Yeah, you're right about that.
We are preaching to the choir right now. That's always been my issue with talking about this stuff over and over again. We're not in front of people who are out there doing this.
Mm-hmm. You're right. The message definitely hasn't reached, because we preach it every day.
Positioning statement.
Yeah, and other people talk about it too. So you're accurate, dead on with your statement with that. How do we reach those people, though?
That's the rub. You know, we go and talk to kids, and we're in these schools, and we're hoping that maybe we can prevent some things from happening. It's just a deep-seated issue with people being unable to control their emotions. I think part of it is also substance abuse issues. There are traumas that people are walking around with. Mm-hmm. And then you couple that with having a weapon at your ready disposal.
A recipe for disaster.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. It'll be cold. Right now you're cloudy and 30 in KCK. Shade was popping.
Folks are starting to think that Shannon Brown wants his old thing back.
Monica?
Yes, honey.
He can't even drown in divorce papers yet.
She posted a picture of herself, a nude photo shoot, something I've never seen from Monica. But you can't see literally anything. There's no boobs, there's no booty, nothing. But it's just like her back, and she's looking over her shoulder in a very provocative glance, if you will. So she posted this a couple of days ago, and he made sure that he retweeted that on his socials. And so now folks are saying, oh, you want that baby, huh?
Bucket naked. That's what he missing.
And he posted underneath, that stare does something to me.
You can see they public hairs.
With 5 exclamation points.
Buck naked.
Well, maybe he do want her back, you know? You're with somebody for a long period of time. You got kids, you got history, you got a family. So that type of thing just don't go away overnight just because some funky divorce papers were signed.
How come y'all dudes don't realize what you have before everybody has to walk away?
Because we don't. We just don't accept it, all right? That's just how we are.
No, then you wind up losing stuff that you really want.
Ew.
Well, y'all losing us too, so now what?
I guarantee you there is men's ready for Monica. And let me have multiple men. There's a whole Atlanta Falcons team. There's a whole Atlanta Hawks team.
She can be their mama.
There's
now.
A all Atlanta. She's only like 35.
What's
if
wrong
that?
With a woman loving multiple men?
Okay. It's 21-year-old players in the NFL. That means.
And what's wrong with that?
And nothing wrong with it.
When have you ever said anything to a dude rocking with a 21-year-old? Diddy with a whole baby that could be his daughter or granddaughter.
What's wrong with a woman loving multiple men?
He need to go get him back, Shannon. Go do it.
Don't take him back. Kerry Washington is teaming up with ABC for a remake of a classic. I'm actually kind of here for this.
Which is what?
Good Times.
Oh, who's she playing?
I don't know if she's going to be starring in it, but a couple of months ago, they did a remake with a live audience for All in the Family and the Jeffersons.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx is doing that, right?
Yes. And so now they're going to do the same thing for Good Times.
Is Lizzo going to be Florida?
Lizzo does not look like Florida, but, I mean, she's popular right now. Why not?
Damn.
Does she look like somebody's mother?
I didn't say she, you know, she ain't got to look like her exactly, you know. But you put a fro on her, you know.
She look like somebody's mother,
you can
though?
Make something happen. With makeup, you can make it happen.
Damn.
Get your irons out.
The baby is having a third child.
The baby having another baby.
Yep.
Congratulations.
So his baby mama's name is Mimi. And she said in an interview that they're no longer together. But that's still her baby.
You're not my dad.
How old are they? Third child.
The baby can't be a year older than 24.
Yeah, they've been getting it cracking.
Oh, nah, he 28. He a vet. Oh, he about to be 28. He's 27. Okay. His birthday is in December.
Okay, he looks young.
Okay, he been getting it in. Get going. Hey, do it. The baby.
You know, back in the day, you know, people didn't have cable TV, so therefore, you know, we got Netflix, Hulu, all kinds of stuff.
Test tube, baby. Which leads to why they having another baby.
See, I be occupied looking at my shows, so no, I'm good.
Oh, no. When that Netflix thing come on, are you still watching?
You stop that.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because people out here really losing their life over these chicken sandwiches. I mean, like, man, they've been selling these chicken sandwiches forever. This is not nothing new that just came out. Anything that's losing their life over these dry-ass biscuits. And then they had nerve to be selling them biscuits in a grocery store now like they popping like that. And that's why I'm mad.
Yeah, it really is a shame what's going on at some of these stores with the chicken sandwiches. And it's not really about the chicken
sandwiches.
It's not
the chicken sandwiches.
It's the other stuff that goes along with you standing in line for a long time and then your pride getting away and all that type of stuff.
The chicken sandwiches don't even be done on you. They don't get mad at me on 31st Street. So I call them and tell them my chicken sandwich is raw in the middle. Man, don't tell me that my chicken sandwich is popping pink and it don't supposed to be. Mm. So that's the thing. They got a lot of messed up and they better start taking that chicken for somebody starting getting food out here for real.
Well, thank you for calling up, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
All right, y'all. Buy me some chicken, too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We have a fabulous show tomorrow. Comedian and legend Tommy Davidson,
yes,
is coming in studio.
I've been waiting to meet him because he used to hang out with Derek Thomas and Neil Smith back in the day. So I want to hear about some Chief stories that he got.
And Dr. RJ will be coming on talking about self-care.
She's coming in?
Yes.
Dr. RJ, you hear every Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday, right here on the Morning Grind, 923.
When I was younger, we used to say, whoever smelt it, dealt it. You ever heard that?
Yes. I just claimed mine. I did it.
There's been an odor around the city lately. I haven't smelled anything.
I ain't either. But I heard about it, though.
They say it smells like boo-boo.
Where at?
All over. So the National Weather Service says that a cold front from Iowa moved in very quickly to Kansas City, which brought some strong winds, which could have transported this agriculture smell from farms up north.
It smells smelly.
Oh my God.
They need to take care of that, though.
How? What are they going to do?
I don't know, dude. Something.
Put a stick up out there, the wallflower. Like, what are they going to do?
I mean, you know, I got plenty of candles in here. So everybody light a candle, go outside at a certain time, just stand outside for like 10 minutes. That should get rid of it.
That's an awful plan.
A smelly smell that smells smelly.
What is that?
I think that's SpongeBob.
Oh, okay. Lord have mercy. So T.I. is in hot water right now.
Oh, Lord.
Because of a comment that he made on a podcast. He was very proud to say that he is sure that his daughter's hymen is still intact because he goes to the gynecologist with her to make sure of that. He says, as of her being 18, everything is still where it needs to be.
T.I. Wildin. I don't even know what that is until you said it yesterday when we were talking about this. I don't even know what a hymen is.
You know now because I explained it in detail.
Yeah.
We're going to find out what Kansas City thinks about this. Is it weird or is it just a concerned father?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Rubber band man, wild like the Taliban. Rapper T.I. is under fire because of some comments that he made on a podcast. He says that he goes to the gynecologist with his 18-year-old daughter, Deja, to make sure that her hymen is still intact.
We have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her hymen.
Oh, you... Okay.
So, yes, I go with her.
Somebody check on Deja.
I go with her.
What do you do for the boys?
Nothing, because that young boy said that he was having sex, and it was okay.
Which one?
The young one, King.
He number 14.
You don't think people doing stuff at 14?
I mean, I guess, but it's like...
First of all, like him, first of all. You think that having your hymen checked means that you're still a virgin? What if she doing other stuff?
Listen.
There's other body parts that you can do other things with.
Yeah, I know. I think it comes from a good place. I really do.
Two, if it was out of place, what you gonna be mad? She's no longer your daughter. What are you gonna do? She's disowned? She's a slut? What is she now?
I don't know.
Three. The most promiscuous people that you know tend to be those who are held down, closed off, sheltered by their parents. You know what they be saying about preacher's kids? You just learn how to be more sneaky and do stuff without being caught.
I think it comes from a good place, but this is not it, Chief. This is not how you do it. He wants to prevent her from being a teenage mother. I get it. And
that's preventing her from being a teenage mother?
Hold on, let me finish. And as a father, you want to protect your daughters. You do. That's the last thing you want to think about with your daughter. The absolute last. But this is a bit obsessive. This is too controlling, in my opinion.
You do know you don't have to be penetrated to get pregnant.
Be that as it may, I get it. I know. But it's just out of line to me.
I would be totally mortified if my father did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this could have some long-term effects on that young lady.
I think that's more like a something that the mother should spearhead. You know, I don't want to have a discussion with my father about that.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the most, you know, private things that, or probably the most private thing that you have, you know, is your own temple, you know, and yeah.
And then he aired this out for the public to know. So now, whenever somebody see her,
thinking about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this situation? Is it just a concerned father, or do you find this to be strange?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
722. Look for highs in the lower 40s today. Much colder than yesterday. Right now, you're partly sunny at 28 in Blue Springs. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. Algie Smith. He played Ralph Tresvant, yep, in the New Edition story.
Mm-hmm.
He's 25 today.
Okay.
Tiny Tempa. Who's that?
Not sure.
Okay, I say it's a rapper. 31, I don't know him.
Mm.
And Melissa Ford, television host and actress, is 43
love
today.
Her. God. Happy birthday, everybody born on November 7th.
Ciao. So, Whitney's best friend, Robin Crawford.
Uh-oh.
People have been speculating about a relationship between the two since the Friday before Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And she has decided that she wanted to air out some of their business in a new book called A Song for You, My Life with Whitney Houston.
Mm.
In the book, she talks about a sexual relationship that she had with the late, great diva.
Our friendship was a deep friendship. In the early part of that friendship, it was physical.
Do you remember precisely the moment when that friendship became more than that? When it turned intimate?
It was during that first summer that we met, was the first time our lips touched. And it wasn't anything planned, it just happened. And it felt wonderful. And then, not long after that, we spent the night together. And that evening was the night that we touched. And that just brought us closer.
Were you surprised that your friendship took this turn?
No, I wasn't surprised. I was in that moment. It was ours, and I mean, like, she just came into my life all of a sudden. I didn't know how long it was gonna last, but I was just enjoying the moment.
Hmm. Word up. If you know anything about me, Brian, you better talk and say it now. Don't you wait till I'm dead to air out any of my business, and I mean it.
Behind the scenes of the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
You bring that out right now.
Listen,
so I can step to you where you stand. Don't wait till I'm dead to talk about me. Whitney cannot defend herself.
Yeah, she can't. It's kind of like, everybody knew this. I mean,
and we don't care.
Yeah.
Sis.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah. It is what it is. Now, if she had released this like back in the early 90s or something,
this would have been a bombshell.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Sis?
Yeah.
We off that, okay?
But, yeah.
And then when Whitney was here, you was too scared to say something.
Or maybe they put a hush on her. Maybe, I don't know. Man.
Her and Whitney stopped being friends way before Whitney died.
I think Bobby has something to do with that too.
Yeah, because Whitney loved Bobby.
Yeah.
And you was mad.
More than Robin.
I am devastated by this. I feel like, why?
Are you really?
Yes. I think that is the most disloyal that you can be, as someone saying that that's your best friend. Maybe you felt more with this relationship than she did. We'll never know because she can't defend herself. She's gone.
Right. And I remember when I saw that movie, the brothers wasn't too happy with her.
Yeah, nobody really liked Robin. I get it.
Yeah.
But you say that you was her. don't. I'm just saying, Brian. Don't you wait.
I don't know.
Until
somebody,
I'm dead.
Somebody give me a 7-figure check. You know, I'm gonna have to. You know,
you gonna drag my name through the mud.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
whatever info you know, you better tell it now. Cause I'm coming to haunt you.
I don't know how tall you said you was again.
Not funny.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Personally, I like T.I. a whole lot. I think he's a good businessman. I love the show, The Family Hustle, the way he's very involved in all of the kids' lives. But I think that he is very old-fashioned in the way that he looks at women, their roles, and how he fits into it. I've witnessed him admit that he never wanted Tiny to work. Once he popped and had money, he wanted her to stay at home and just keep having babies, forget about her talent, the things that she's offered to the music business all these years. Just stay at the house. We got money.
I don't want to divert, so I'm going to just stay on subject.
And in keeping with that thought, he's monitoring his 18-year-old daughter's vagina.
We have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her height.
Oh, you okay?
So, yes, I go with her.
You go with her? Somebody check on Deja.
I go with her.
Do you feel like the young ladies in that exchange should have not necessarily teach him what to do with young ladies, but offer their perspective on that? Man, you don't think that's kind of...
I think they were mortified. That's why they were laughing. But they didn't know how to address them. Sometimes when you're in the face of a powerful person, some people don't know how to have a real conversation with somebody. And I think that that would have been an opportunity to tell T.I., first of all, like, if she did have a broken hymen, what would that mean? At 18 years old, she's no longer your daughter? Would you throw her out? Would you take her out the will? What?
It's just, I'm not a father yet, but it's just, you want to protect your daughters and sons, for that matter, from everything in the world that you think could bring them down. I understand that part. It's a little too far for me, though.
I'm pretty sure T.I. has been having sex for a very long time. Who was he having sex with? Why was he not concerned with those people's daughters that he was having sex with? Or even the woman that he cheated with on his wife? Monitor yourself. I think that that's weird. And I don't want to have a conversation about my vagina with my father. I just don't. And I love my father.
I get it.
What do you think about this?
Leave that man alone, man. I got a daughter, and I want everybody to know that I'm here. Every time they see her, they're going to think of him. They're going to be like, oh, man, she got a crazy daddy.
So you would embarrass your daughter for the world to see and know about her vagina and have conversations about it?
Well, it ain't about embarrassing. It's about making sure my daughter is doing what she need to do and me as a parent doing what I need to do. Now, yeah, I probably wouldn't go on air and be like, oh, yeah, this is what I did to my daughter. But famous people do different things than we regular people do. So,
how old were you when you had sex for the first time?
First time I had sex, I was 17.
So who was you having sex with? Another lady, right? A girl?
Of course.
Okay. So now, did your family disown you for having sex at 17?
No, they didn't disown me because nobody knew. My mom didn't realize I was having sex until I was almost 21 years old.
She should have taken you to the doctor and had the doctor look at your genitals and find out if you've been messed with.
Been messed with?
Exactly. Don't that sound crazy to you? That sound crazy, don't it? Right. It's the same thing.
I think I was doing the messing.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Brother, thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good one, all right?
I appreciate y'all. Have a good one, too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Parenting is a tough thing. There's no manual. Everybody's just doing the best that they know how. Some folks are calling T.I. on the carpet about a comment that he made on a podcast.
We have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her height.
Oh, you... Okay.
So, yes, I go with her.
You go with her? Somebody check on Deja.
I go with her.
Shay, would you, you would consider T.I. like a ladies man, right? Like, he's very desirable.
Oh, yeah.
Women like him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this is more of a self-conscious type thing with him.
What do you mean?
I think that from his past and what he's done, what he did at a young age, I think he kind of wants to prevent that with her. I'm not sure if that's possible, if you can prevent that type of thing with going on at an early age, but I think that he wants to keep her away from men like himself.
But physiologically speaking, checking the hymen doesn't mean that she's a virgin.
Yeah, man, I agree. I know.
So that is...
I know.
That's what makes it crazy.
Yeah. It's just...
She could put a tampon in. She could ride a bike and her hymen be broken.
Right.
What if she doesn't let anyone penetrate her, but she performs other sexual acts on 5 different dudes?
Yeah. No, I get it.
What are you proving with this?
It's very intrusive. You know, she has no privacy now. So I think it comes from a good place with him, being a protector, trying to be a good father, trying to stay in his daughter's lives. But there's other ways that you could do that. And this is a little bit too far for me.
And if you trust your daughter and you have the relationship that you think you have or mm-hmm. that you want to have, why would you need to have a stranger verify? Wouldn't you just trust your daughter to tell you the truth? And what if she did have sex with some guys? What does that mean? She's no longer your daughter?
That is a father's worst nightmare, Shay. It is. And I know it's natural. And
your mother has sex to have you.
Yeah, I know. We don't want to think about that, though. You know, mother, cousin, sister, we don't want to think about none of that.
Come on, fam. At some point, we got to grow up. You know what I'm saying?
That's just men.
Seriously. And if she were, does that mean she's nothing now? That's the part that is like, okay, what if the doctor said, oh, yes, her hymen is indeed broken? What, you going to turn over the desk in there? What are you going to do?
He'll just make himself upset.
All right, what do you say about this?
That is just ridiculous. I feel that a mother should be the one that goes to things like that, and the mother should communicate to the father. That's just plain ridiculous. And I feel for the daughter because that's just totally embarrassing for her. You know, you got to think about her friends, the media, the social media. I mean, this is just something that's going to damage her. She's a young woman. She's 18 years old. That's considered a young adult.
I wonder when he would think it would be appropriate for her to have sex.
You know what? At age 18, you know, Shay, you said a solid point. When you're sheltered like that, kids tend to go out and explore on their own. You know, I have cousins that my auntie sheltered them, you know, and they have kids. My mother didn't shelter me and my brother. You know, she taught us everything. But when you shelter kids like that, they're going to go out and experience it for themselves. My parents should sit down and talk to their child about these things so they are aware of it. You know, they're aware of it. Sometimes you have to trust your children.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning. We appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Great things happening on the campus of UMKC. The Legacy Summit on African American Student Leadership is happening tomorrow, Brian.
Oh.
And we've got Cameron Johnson and Jerenae Robinson here to talk to us about this wonderful event.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Hey.
African American Leadership Summit, also known as the Legacy Summit, will be happening tomorrow from 8 to 3 p.m. And so we'll be talking about everything from financial literacy to toxic mindsets. And then also we'll be talking about being color brave instead of color blind. And so the summit is really just for students, the UMKC students and surrounding students in the area, to come not only get this experience, but during this experience to get networking opportunities between students as well as the great speakers that we'll be having come and speak to the students.
This is really exciting. Dr. RJ is going to be coming from Atlanta. She's on our Wellness Wednesday segment weekly, and she's got some awesome ideas and thoughts on self-care, which can help you even as you're moving into your own career. Also, Mayor Quentin Lucas is the featured keynote speaker.
Mm.
And Brian, I'm going to be sitting on one of the panels. I'm going to tell them what I know.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What you going to be talking about?
Child, you just got to come and find out. Now, that segment I'm a part of is open to the community.
Mm-hmm. So what are you all looking for with the next great batch of African American leaders? What is the one thing that sticks out?
For me, it would definitely have to be a group of leaders who reach behind them and pull the next generation up as we're trying to do with them. Because a lot of times what I see is that people make it to a certain point of prestige and a lot of times forget where they come from or don't understand that they are making it to that place to make it easier for the next people who are also coming to where they are. And so really what we just want to see are leaders who are selfless and not just about themselves. So
yes.
I like that.
And I'll say, be able to take risks. Everything's going to come with trials and tribulations. But if you don't try, then how would you know if you're going to fail or succeed? Because nothing's going to come to you easy.
It's the Legacy Summit on African-American Student Leadership. The next generation of African-American leaders are right here, Brian.
Yes, it's going down to UMKC Student Union, 5100 Cherry. Thank you all so much for coming on the show and talking about this with us. We appreciate it.
No problem, UMKC.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. It's going to be cold. Right now, you are mostly sunny at 29 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
Chris Brown held a public yard sale on Tuesday after making the announcement on his social media account.
He must be bored since he got off tour.
So he revealed the address to his Tarzana, California home where he was selling high-end designer items from clothes to shoes, coats. And I mean, it was a lot of stuff out there.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
So the LAPD attempted to shut down the yard sale using a law that actually does not exist, saying that he needed a permit. But you don't have to have a permit to have a yard sale.
Yeah, we see that all day, every day in random neighborhoods.
So there were literally hundreds of people lined up at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it was a line of folks all throughout the day who wanted to get these items.
He didn't have no big and tall clothes, though. No husky sizes.
You could have got... I don't think your feet as big as his feet, though.
That doesn't... Listen.
No, I was saying you could wear his shoes.
Nah, you trying to play with my masculinity. But that don't mess with me. All right?
When I do that?
Just now. Tell me my feet.
Girl, bye. What you wear, like an 8, 8.5?
I don't wear no 8.5. I wear an 11.
Help me, Jesus. Help me. It went from a 10 to an 11 in the last year.
No, it didn't. I never said I wore a 10.
I don't know how tall you said you was again.
My friend. Lifetime is announcing that they're going to be putting out a Salt and Pepper biopic.
Oh.
I'm here for that.
Now, that should be good. Because they done been together for years. And it was a lot of stuff that went down. Plus, now they going through it. Spinderella's suing them.
Yeah, she mad. Yeah. She's very angry right now. I wonder if that's going to play out on the screen. But it's Lifetime. And some people felt some type of way about Aaliyah.
I forgot about that.
What more do you want from me?
That was terrible. That was terrible. That was the worst Joe ever. So, okay, didn't one of them, I think it was Salt, didn't she have a relationship with the dude in a Pusha video with the...
Herbie Lovebug.
With the Wiz Khalifa joint.
Herbie Lovebug.
The dude that was playing the piano, the keytar.
That was her boyfriend. When I was a little girl, I was shopping in Five Towns. It's a store called Pathmark. That's a supermarket there. And Peppa was walking down the aisle shopping.
Push it.
Yeah, and this was in the height
of
those things. And, you know, I walk right past her like I didn't know her.
Why would you do that?
You know, I've been an OG for
round
a long
time. Round the way,
gang. You know, you can't act like, you know, you otherwise bothered.
Look at you. You didn't do that. You didn't do that to Nas and LL Cool J.
I haven't had an opportunity. Well, LL Cool J, a tear came down my eye.
He smelled like baby powder.
He did smell like baby powder.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
What? Oh, here you go. Look at her. I wish they could see this. Shay is doing the actual push it dance, y'all. Come on, Shay.
Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby.
Come on, miss. Ha! Why you mad, though? Hey, 38.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Hey.
Let me go get some chicken, Brian.
Lord have mercy. Oh,
if you trust me, prove it. If you need me, show it. If you want me, hey.
Oh, Lord.
Win. You got two tickets to go see E-40. You want them before you can even buy them. The practice makes paper party at the Voodoo Lounge December 15th. Plus, you're going to qualify for $1,000 of free fall cash.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. If I win that cash, I'm showing love to Kansas City. I'm sacking up 1,000 sacks to pass out. That's what it is.
Don't be acting a fool at these people E-40 party, all right?
Man, you know I'm going to do the fool.
What station is live locally lit?
Hot 103, y'all.
Get this paper.
Woo. Listen for your chance to rake in $1,000 in free fall cash.
Come get this paper.
Get that done. From Hot 103 Jazz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.